Hi, I'm Nigel Baker, and you're listening to The Future Financial Advisor. We're running this podcast to create an avenue for advisors to share their thoughts and their best interests and really trying to attract those advisors who want to take the industry forward. What we want is great businesses are really making a difference and really making a big impact to their clients, and we want to know how they're doing it. So in this series, we're going to be discussing the latest digital platforms, some best practices, evidence-based investing strategies. We want to give financial advisors the tools they need to help more investors improve their financial well-being. So if you're ready to take the industry forward, modernize your advisory practice, and reach a new generation of investors and the new generation of advisors, then this show is for you.
So all our recordings and podcasts are general advice. All the content, all the people interviewing here, it's all their own opinions and all their own views. In no way does it constitute any personal advice or recommendations. If you need specific advice, please go and seek an advisor. Thanks very much. Hi there, and welcome to today's podcast, another episode of The Future Financial Advisor. And we're here really to talk and learn about the advice industry and make it better for the future. Hopefully you're all here for that purpose to, you're either an advisor, you could be a client of an advisor, you could be involved in the industry somehow. We're working out how we make the financial industry better from perhaps where it's been in the past. So today we're going to talk about compliance and regulation. So it's been massive. It's forced a lot of advisors out of the industry, and it's caused a lot of stress and grief and costs and all those sort of things. So we all sort of, I suppose, know what the issue is, but try and look at some of the solutions. So for those that have decided to stay and work with it, great, well done. And I think there's a really exciting future ahead for the industry. And it's, unfortunately, while the regulations aren't perfect, they never will be. It had to happen. If you've been in the industry as long as I have, you've just seen too many examples of people doing the wrong thing. Although I think I still see today, to be honest, it hasn't cleaned them out. But yeah, the reality is there's bad doctors, there's bad accountants, there's bad lawyers, there's always going to be some bad financial advisors. But at least the standards and the education standards will improve that over time. And some people don't agree with that. They think the people who've been advising for 20 years should just be able to parachute through. Maybe they've got a point, but I just think unless you make a hard line about this, unless you say this is the exact minimum standard, then you're just never going to get a consistency and never going to move forward. So it hasn't been easy, and the regulators haven't necessarily got it right. And now we've been trying to sign up some young advisors into this PY program. You can't even find the FASIA site anymore, so it's a bit ridiculous. So we want to look at some of the solutions for practices. So the good practices out there that I'm talking to are really seeing this as an opportunity. Now, some have just gone, well, we're just going to be wholesale only. I don't really agree with that. I think there's a bigger purpose for a lot of advice to help more people. I'm not saying you have to be uneconomic, but that's fine for those businesses that say, look, we'll just do wholesale only. Good luck. For those that are helping people who, you know, might meet the wholesale test but treat them as retail, that's like our business here. You know, we've got a lot of clients who meet the test, but we still treat them as retail clients. And the reason we do that is we just believe in proper and thorough documentation. Yes, it's a bit onerous, but you can make it efficient. You can do it. So how do we do that? Well, we went looking, and the first thing we wanted to do was we wanted to help some clients that perhaps weren't ideal clients. So like all businesses, yes, of course, we love dealing with the people with more complexity, more money, whatever, but also feel like we're in this industry to help people who perhaps don't have millions of dollars yet. And how do we do that efficiently? So we looked around for lots of solutions and really couldn't find that much. There's lots of fast SOA supposed generators, but I didn't like those, and I don't think that really solved the problem from a client experience. So what we did is we went and looked at saying, well, how do we help those clients and go down a path where we can use a lot more digital? So we built Scientium, and then we thought, well, let's take that out to our advisors. So we could talk about that later, but really what we're doing there is saying, okay, so for all those clients that don't meet the full service model, here's a solution that we can still give them a great experience, keep in contact with them, keep a relationship, keep them in touch. They can reach up to us for advice, but they're being serviced very efficiently by effectively by technology. So that's one thing we looked at. But we look at all sorts of things. We look at, you know, there's all sorts of software providers out there who are trying to help that. And I'm reaching out really to say to other advisors, what are you doing to transform your business in this digital age? Because we all would like to have more time, wouldn't we? Like, we went into this industry also to have our own businesses and all those sort of things, to have a bit of freedom. And of course, we just get flat out and busy. That's what happens. So how do you use technology to improve clients' lives, but also your staff's lives and your own lives? So that's what we're about here at Scientium, to really learn. We don't have all the answers. We'd love to hear from you. We feel like we've built Scientium, and it's a great solution for part of that problem. But there's lots of problems out there. Talking to advisors, some are looking at intergenerational wealth transfer, how to settle that. Some are actually looking to offload those clients that don't suit. Some are struggling to find new clients because they're just so bogged down with the current regulation, and they can't find staff and can't find talent. So we're going to run some podcasts on all those topics, but reach out. From our point of view, dealing with the compliance and regulation is you've just got to suck it up. You just got to get onto it. Stop whinging about it. Stop worrying too much about it. Yes, it's good to talk about it and go out there to policymakers and make sure we've got some influence. But at the same time, the industry needs to move on a bit. I see too much rhetoric around this is unfair, but it's not unfair because how many people have been burnt by dodgy financial planners? Like, we're in that industry. We've got to say, yeah, that happens, and we've got to move forward. There's thousands of honest, hardworking financial advisors who've done a great job for their clients, and they feel a bit unfair. It's a bit tough on them, but you just got to move forward and say, well, it is what it is. We've got to move forward. We've got to make the industry better. We can't sit there and whinge about it and say, well, I don't want to do the FASA exams or whatever. You just got to do it. Get on with it. It's not a perfect exam. Not that hard to pass either. So just do it and pass it and move on. So that's what I believe. We're here to talk to advisors who want to move forward, want to create an industry that's positive and creating great outcomes for clients and not worrying about trying to, duck and weave and make shortcuts. So I hope you've enjoyed this pod. Pretty short one, a bit more of a comment really, a bit of opinion piece, I suppose. And looking forward to some interviews coming up and looking forward to hearing your comments. Cheers.
You've been listening to The Future Financial Advisor. So if you've been enjoying the show, please make sure to share it with your network and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Or if you've got some ideas or thoughts or would like to come on as a guest or know someone who would be a great guest, then please let me know. To learn more about Scientium, just go to our website, scientium.com.au, or look me up on LinkedIn. Look forward to speaking with you and see you on the next episode.